Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
By the way, Steve, your counterpart of sorts is a man who just strolled into my studio. His name is Edgar Linares, and while you do news with me on WGN Radio in Chicago when I was in Minneapolis for years, a guy I would spend a lot of time talking to doing the news is Edgar Linares, who just stopped into our studio. Hi, Edgar.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good. Yeah. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
I'm sorry, Edgar, I really am.
So what is your news jacket like?
Mine is red.
It's good to see you, John. Wow.
You know, I left Minneapolis, and so I just look out the showcase studio window, and here you are with this puffs of white smoke coming out of your breath with your little boy.
Probably 2 feet tall.
Whose name is?
Augie.
You and Augie are walking down the street. It's too cold to have your kids out in this weather.
He's all right. He's Minnesotan. Born in Minnesota.
You guys have had it worse than we have.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Your overnight lows have been like 13 below, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the wind chills, gosh, 25, 30 below. It's just been been daring to be.
Are they complaining in Minnesota the way we are in Chicago about
this? You know, Minnesotans, it's a point of pride for them to be able to kind of be hardy and be out there. You know, I mean, that's...
Not us here. Nope. Yeah.
You know, really, that is the divide. Violetta's right. Essentially, Minnesota weather is not that different than Chicago weather.
No.
But Minnesotans tend to embrace it and accept it, and Chicagoans just get pissed.
Yeah.
We do not like this.
We take pride in complaining about it.
We don't have outdoor skating rinks. They do, not many. They do everywhere. They flood the parks in Minnesota.
Backyards.
And just say, yeah, it's amazing. So maybe there's part of the difference.
Yeah.
So I leave Minnesota, and then all of the news in the world happens in Minnesota.
Gosh. We have been busy there. Yeah.
Were you at the... Do you cover Al Franken's story?
I did. I was at Al Franken's farewell. I think it was a Thursday or Friday evening. It was Thursday. And he had a closed, just kind of private session with supporters, family members, and just people who kind of overall were with him throughout this entire two terms that he served. And it was kind of an emotional way to say goodbye. You know, he did have that time on the floor of the U.S. Senate where he had his last farewell speech and did all that stuff. And he took a couple of jabs at Donald Trump and Roy Moore during that time. But during this time, he didn't address any of what was surrounding his leaving. He didn't talk anything about that. What he talked about was just how, you know, what he has done. He kind of gave overall his resume of all the work that he finished and was proud of. And the most emotional part is when he thanked his wife, Franny, they've been married for 42 years, who stood by his side throughout this whole thing. And he just broke down into tears when he was thanking her and called her, honey, I'm going to try to make you as proud as I can for the rest of my life. I don't know how I can ever repay you back.
But she supported him all along. Has she publicly spoken about this?
The only time I've seen her say anything is that he'll be making an address on the Senate floor today. That's the only thing I've heard her say. And that's when a couple of reporters tried to, you know, ambush her when she was coming out of it.
But I don't suppose she was surprised by any of it. She knew what she married, and she probably was disappointed but not shocked to see some of those pictures.
That's the most disappointing part. You know, the pictures of this, you know, because other people, their claims of sexual harassment or inappropriateness, this is actual physical evidence of him with his hands on the breasts of I forgot the name of the woman.
That wasn't really the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe it was. But then there were other allegations afterwards, right?
Grabbing somebody's behind while they were taking a photo at the state fair. There were other things that came out. You know, I'm not discounting any of that stuff, but, you know, to hear this constant coming out, all this information, I think it was just starting to become a distraction.
What do Minnesotans say about it? Do they want
him? Half of Minnesotans don't want him to go. At least the supporters that support him, half of his supporters said they don't want him to leave.
Who's going
to
run for his seat then?
Well, there is a big story coming out today that I've just been reading online that Michelle Bachmann is considering it.
Well, she'd be after that. And she was Tea Party at the time, but she's certainly a Republican. Mm-hmm. So that seat might flip then?
Right now, Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith is filling in the seat right now.
She's obviously a Democrat.
And so she is considering rerunning for that that position as well.
And our listeners don't know Tina Smith. I do just a little bit. You do much more so. She's a good person. She's smart. Yep. She's so much more... she's such a better speaker than the governor is up there.
Wow.
Or for that matter, Al Franken. Al Franken was just given to tangents and long-winded, bizarre answers. A brilliant guy, sometimes too smart for the room. Tina Smith would be a very cogent, efficient, it strikes me, senator if she wanted that job. She doesn't have the name recognition that maybe Michelle Bachmann does. Yeah. Michelle Bachmann is cuckoo bananas. she is cuckoo bananas. Is there any sense that she'd have a second act?
That's the story that I've read so far, that she is praying to find out if that is what she should be doing, and perhaps she's feeling some kind of calling to go ahead and do that. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm very interested to see what happens here to how it's going to go. So
that all happens, uh-huh. And then Garrison Keillor.
Oh, gosh.
and just one last point about Al Franken for a second. Uh-huh. And I don't think it would be hard to overestimate how bizarre it is that he is stepping down from his job, mm-hmm. while the president keeps his, right? I mean, it's just, you know, and Roy Moore was still in play at the time, too. We all thought Roy Moore was going to be a United States senator, and that the Republican Party had endorsed him in the campaign in the very last hours.
Yeah.
So it was really odd that Franken then is stepping down from something that he may not even think is as bad as these other guys did, and one is still the president.
Yeah. So I don't think that this is the end of his political career. For Al Franken, I'm getting that kind of feeling that he said during his farewell speech that, you know, he may be leaving Washington, but he's not going to silence his voice.
Is Garrison Keillor going to? What do people say about Garrison Keillor up there?
Gosh, you know, I really the people are just shocked to hear about the story surrounding that sexual harassment allegations in that case as well. That one was kind of like, it felt like it was starting. More and more stories were just coming out, and then goes, "Oh my gosh, Al Franken!" Then Garrison Keillor, and then you hear now there's a baseball player for the Twins that is being
Sano.
Yeah, Sano. You know, that's so. It's just, I don't know, the feeling. I mean, there's not a lot of information that that Minnesota Public Radio or PBS has, or anybody has really said anything about Garrison Keillor. So there's still a lot of questions in the air of exactly what he's being accused of.
The Super Bowl is coming to Minnesota.
Oh, gosh. Woo, yeah.
And everybody's kind of intrigued by the idea that, you know, and I think we're close in Chicago to the Detroit Lions, the Green Bay Packers, the teams we play, the Vikings. So I'm happy for Minnesota just to sort of keep it in-house, mm-hmm. keep it in school. I'd like to see them go all the way and play home field
awesome.
Advantage in this stadium, which is unbelievable.
This is the story that is just making headlines everywhere in Minnesota right now, is just how this team is just doing so well. I mean, a year ago, you were seeing, Teddy Bridgewater take one, you know, gosh, during practice, his ankle gave out, and then he was out for the season, and we're like, well, there goes the season right there.
Yeah.
Case Keenum steps up, takes his place.
I don't even know who Case Keenum is.
Neither do I.
What is that?
He's been around for some time, and then all of a sudden he just, is just shocking everybody. Case Keenum is just out there, and he's just doing, throwing those, touchdowns. And oh my gosh, it's just amazing the stuff that this guy can do right now. But this is the story that, and everything's changing. And we were just waiting to get through these holidays to really start things off. I think in the next couple of weeks, if you go down to the Twin Cities, if you go down to Minneapolis, you're going to start seeing just a lot of changes within the city itself. You were gone when the Nicollet Mall just reopened up. That has been completed. That's going to be the football row where everybody goes down there for NFL stuff.
Nicollet Mall is the State Street of Minneapolis. It's a main corridor right through the center of the town with a lot of shopping and restaurants on it. And they redid that whole thing.
Yeah. It took years.
It did.
To get 3 or 4 years and a lot of businesses left.
Yeah.
So it's great to now see that something is finally going to, the fruits of their labor coming now to the city. But wow. Yeah. You just, the HCMC is going to be coming out this week with like how they're going to deal with people who are coming to the area, because you're going to have a lot of visitors from different places who have never been to this kind of cold. So they are gearing up to help these people and also warn them in advance about how to deal with this kind of frigid temperatures that's happening.
Yeah, I wonder what the long-term forecast is for the Super Bowl. And because if you had this kind of weather, that'd be a shame. Of course, Minneapolis and St. Paul have this intricate skyway system.
Yeah.
But you'd like to be outdoors if you can, walking around and kicking the tires of a town. And so hopefully you'll have warmer weather, at least a little bit warmer weather for that. I got to go, Edgar. Augie is in there with Elif right now.
And poor Elif.
I believe he's been hitting buttons and... We don't always have a small fire back by the computer over there.
Is that smoke there?
No, you look good. Augie looks great. And everything is good in
I got number two back at the hotel, Theo. Theodore. Yeah.
This is my friend Edgar Linares. His family is in town. They're spending a little time in the city checking out Chicago. Have you been over to Millennium Park?
No, I'm going to. That's where I'm heading right after this. So
yeah.
I'm going to pay $30 for 5 minutes of parking. So
That's the sticker shock when you come to Chicago. It's, oh, wow, is parking expensive?
Oh, wow.
Here.
Shocker. Yeah.
That's good to see you, my friend.
You too.
Yeah, stay well.